Yeah, that's what.
All right, people, we're going to start with the top of Act One, yeah?
This is Fran Lautenberger, the director of Crude, the climate change musical. We're at an early rehearsal, so she's ordering changes be made to the set, props be found, actors moved.
Can you get up on the table, please?
Lautenberger knows this could be a tough sell. Yes, there are musical fanatics, and yes, there are climate change zealots, but how much do those circles overlap?
I was at my physical therapist, and he goes, climate change musical? Boy, that sounds boring. You know, that's what people say. And you're like, no, entertaining.
The actors range in age from 17 to 74, and they play characters like a slimy corporate crook, an accountant turned whistleblower, and a public relations whiz.
Basically, it's about a daughter whose father runs an oil company, and she's their PR person, and she has decided that they really need to go green.
Dad, if we don't jump on wind and solar technology, we lose. We should be the leader in green technology.
And her and her father have arguments like, and he says, well, if I go green, none of my competitors will.
Princess, don't start. Everyone knows the world climate yo-yos every million years or so. Nothing to do with oil.
She goes, no, we're going to be cutting edge, Dad. Let's do it.
The world's scientists disagree with you.
Dad, if you don't do what you oughta, we're going to have to face the water and watch our coastal cities wash away.
I can't give you any more. I don't want to give you the, you know, plot. But so it's a family and it's this company and it's basically... You have a giant corporation, so you're pitting let's make money against let's do the responsible thing and go green.
Climate change stories are everywhere these days, but this is something new.
Well, I wanted to write a musical anyway, and since climate change was my favorite topic.
That's Maureen Condon, the playwright. She lives on Cape Cod and says because of that, she can't help but think about the threats of rising seas and climate change.
I think most people, a lot of people, tune out to climate change. It is terrifying. But to go and sit and know something's a piece of fiction, I think arts are a wonderful way to engage the public in a discussion and thoughtful processing of information about tough issues.
On the Cape, sea levels are expected to rise by as many as 3 feet in the next 30 years. And more intense storms could dump feet rather than inches of rain, flooding homes and increasing erosion. Sometimes those kinds of facts feel inaccessible or too bleak to really think about.
Yeah, comedy is uniquely equipped to bring people's defenses down while exposing how there are many ways of knowing.
That's Max Boykoff, a social researcher and author of Creative Climate Communications. He says we have to find new ways to talk about climate change to achieve wider awareness.
Not everybody wakes up in the morning and pulls out the latest issue of Science or Nature and starts reading peer-reviewed research with their morning coffee. People engage with these issues in a variety of ways. And so, say, having a musical just opens up another pathway or another opportunity for people to engage who otherwise may not take an interest or may not see the connections between their lives and a changing climate.
But no matter what audience members take in about climate change, says director Fran Lautenberger, most of all, she wants them to have a good time.
We want you to enjoy yourself and be like, yeah, I really want to see this. And this is fun. And, ooh, by the way, ooh, it might go green at the end there.
We're going to go green. We're going to go green. We're going to go green.
For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.